that's what the psalmist David was talking about. He's beautiful, church. The presence of the Lord is beautiful. Amen. Let's just lift our hands, lift our hearts to him this morning, thanking him. You know, it doesn't really matter what goes on in the Supreme Court, because our God is greater. All we do is hang on to the Word of God and on to the standards that God has put before us. And guess what? He's faithful. He has promised to take care of us. Amen. Our God is greater. Come on. Let's go. Yeah.
Water you turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes.
Oh yeah.
There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God. Water you turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you. Into the darkness you shine.
Yeah.
Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None. stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God, our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. Into the darkness she shines. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you, none like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God.
Then who could ever stop us? And since our God is with us, then what can stand against? And since our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And since our God is with us, then what can stand against? What can stand against? Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, one more time now. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God,
our God. Amen. Give him a praise this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. And if you know that he hears you, what is it we read last Sunday? Then we know what? That we have what we asked for. How many believe that God hears you? So what does the word say? You have what you ask him for. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 But you know, our life is a choice, isn't it? It's a choice. I can worship him. I choose to worship him. That's what David said. You know, I choose to worship him, whether I feel like it or not. Because something happens when you get into the worship of the Lord, and when you get into his, that just awesome presence of God. It's just like, man, I don't know, but this band this morning, it sounds like there's, I don't know what all up here. Just the music, just, it's awesome sounding this morning. You see, when you get in the presence of God, you just forget everything, don't you? And you worship the beautiful one, amen? It's a choice. It's a choice. I don't have to. I get to. I don't have to go to church. Praise God, I get to. I won't be arrested when I walk out of here because I came to church this morning and I worshiped him. Amen.
Lord, I lift my voice to praise you. choice to give you praise. Lord, I lift my voice to praise you. Lord, I make a choice to give you praise. There is no other one like you. You're all I ever need. You're the rock that I run to. When all around me, Lord, seems to fall apart, I run to you. There I find a peace to heal my mind. Lord, I lift my voice to praise you. Lord, I make a choice to give you praise. Lord, I lift my voice to praise you. Lord, I make a choice to give you praise.
I know some of you have heard me say this before, but I know you don't hear this song many places. This was written several years ago by this lady, and she was crying out to God. She was a closet alcoholic. That means that she was doing everything outwardly right, going to church, playing the piano, singing, coming home, and just grieving and dying because she was drinking and she couldn't stop. And she began to write this song. And when she began to write this song and said, you know what? It's not what I feel like. It's what I choose to do. And because of what Jesus has done in my life, sin no longer has power over me. Come on now. He's already provided for me. Is that right? So all I have to do is say, all right, I choose my deliverance. Well, it doesn't look like you've been delivered. Well, it doesn't matter what it looks like. I choose my deliverance. Amen. Lord, I lift my voice, come on, church, to praise you. Lord, I make a choice to give you praise. Lord, I lift my voice to praise you. Lord, I make a choice to give you praise. Come on now. There is no other one like you. You're all I ever need. You're the rock that I run to. When all around me, Lord, seems to fall apart, I run to you. There I find a peace to heal my mind. Lord, I lift my voice to praise. Lord, I make a choice to give you praise. Lord, I lift my voice to praise you. Lord, I make a choice to give you praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
As usual, you jumped right onto my horse. I'm standing over there thinking, I want to share a little bit of what the history of this song is. And then she started talking and I started smiling. But, you know, there's so many times when we have things in our lives, problem situations that we need to have dealt with. And we don't know how to do it. And we know how to do it, but we just can't lock on to it. And we have this attitude, boy, when I'm delivered, I'm going to really praise God for it. when this is answered, when this changes, when this situation is resolved, boy, I'm going to really have a praise. The problem is we're getting a cart in front of the horse. We need to start praising the Lord now, before it ever happens. In the story in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, when Jerusalem was besieged and Jehoshaphat was king, and they had given him the ultimatum, you know, either surrender or die. And Jehoshaphat cried out to the Lord, and the Lord said, I want you to put the singers and the praisers in front of the army and then go out to meet them. Now, you know, from a natural standpoint, that was a death sentence, because the army was not strong enough to go out and meet the enemy. The singers and the praisers were put in front. Now, you got to think, what would you have done if you'd have been one of the singers or praisers? And the king's order came to you and said, we're going out to war and you're going first. I'm going first. I've been thinking I should resign from the praise and worship team, so this might be a good time to do it. But they went out while they were still in bondage, while they were still locked down, while they were still under siege, before they saw anything. They went out, and the praisers and singers praised and sung before the Lord in front of the army. And you know what it says? It says, and the Lord ambushed them. Doesn't say it. They said he set ambushments. But that means the same thing. While the singers were singing, while they were rejoicing in the Lord ambushed the enemy. You want your enemy ambushed? You want to see him put down? Get him under your feet? Put your foot on his throat? Then start praising the Lord. Make a choice to praise the Lord. If you're listening on the internet this morning, you're going through things that are a struggle, start praising the Lord. Start giving him the glory, giving him the honor. You'll see it start to come to pass. You'll see it start to come to pass. Because we begin to praise the Lord, because we believe, we believe, we believe that he's already done it. We just need to see it appropriated. As I said earlier, we're not responsible for winning the war. We're not responsible for winning the battle. Jesus has already won the war. The enemy is already defeated. He gave his disciples a commandment. He said, occupy until I come. Occupy. Occupational troops have a whole different scenario than the ones that are on the front line trying to win the war. And I heard one man say, if you were taking a hill in a battle, it might take 1,000 men to take that hill. But once you've taken it, it might not take but 10 to hold it. And it's the same way in the kingdom of God. Jesus has already won the war. All we've got to do is to occupy the territory that he's already conquered. And a part of that is give no place to the devil. He will take what we give him. He can only take what we give him. So stop giving him anything.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. As we continue our worship, you can stand or sit, but you know, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. You know, all this week you're going to be hearing about freedom from everywhere. You're going to be hearing people sing, you know, America the Beautiful. And you're going to be hearing all. But you know what? Our freedom doesn't come from America. Come on now. Our freedom comes from the Lord. And as long as the Spirit of the Lord rules and reigns, we're free. It doesn't matter what we see. It doesn't matter what we hear. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, that's where there's freedom. Amen. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Are you tired today? Are you thirsting for Him? If you're tired and you are thirsty, there is freedom. If you're tired and you are thirsty, there is freedom. Let's worship Him today. Freedom reigns in this place, where the showers of mercy and grace are falling on every face. Where the showers of mercy and grace are falling on every face, there is freedom. You know, as you look at this cross up here, and I know we've got this Dare to Believe. Well, Jesus isn't on the cross anymore. But what He did on the cross, and by the fact that He rose from the dead, made it possible for us to be free this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where the Spirit of the Lord is. Where the Spirit of the Lord is. There is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Worship Him this morning now. We lift our eyes to Jesus. There is freedom. We lift our eyes to Jesus. There is freedom. Freedom reigns in this place. The showers of mercy and grace are falling on every face. There is freedom. You know, as you lift your face to Jesus this morning, you don't have to hold your head down in condemnation and shame. Let that mercy and that grace just fall on you today. There's where your freedom is and what He did for you. It's not what you've done. It's what He did for you. Amen. Are falling on every face. There is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Have you given your all to Jesus? Give your all to Jesus. There is freedom. Give your all to Jesus. There is freedom. Oh, freedom reigns in this place, church. Freedom reigns in this place, where the showers of mercy and grace are falling on every face. There is freedom. Jesus reigns in this place, where the showers of mercy and grace are falling on every face. There is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm going to let you be seated for just a minute. Now, y'all get ready. Y'all going to do that again. Y'all are going to do that again in just a minute. But as I was standing there, and I tried to get out of this because it's so not typical of what we would do on Sunday morning. But I stood there, and I thought, well, when they finish the song, I'll let it pass. But sometimes you just can't let things pass. Laverne's already called your attention to this cross over here where it says, Dare to Believe. I was standing there and I was looking across at that. And you know what those green things, those little sheets of paper on top of it are? We had one service during the camp meeting where people wrote down situations in their lives and they turned it over to the Lord. They nailed it to the cross. Now what I'm supposed to tell you is this. If you put one of those up there, every time you come in this sanctuary, you look at that as a reminder, I turned it loose, I won't take it back. I turned it loose and I won't take it back. Now, this is what the Lord told me to do. And I really believe this. Don't think I just made it up. Do we have a notebook back there on the back table with the small one that where we to put the prayer requests in? Does it have a lot of empty sheets of paper? I was going to add, everybody's in the, they're in the office counting now. Well, let's just, we'll do that. Let's see how much is there. What I want to do is that I want to pass those things out. If you've got something in your life that you're dealing with, I'm not talking about necessarily a sin. I'm talking about a weight. I'm talking about it could be a sin. It could be a situation. Could be something going on in your life, and you've got that kind of situation going on. I want you to take one of these pieces of paper. I want you to write that situation on it. I want you to bring it up. Now we're going to do when we get these passed out. Then we're going to redo where the Spirit of the Lord is. There's freedom. And I want you to take that, write that on there. I want you to bring it up here and put it on that nail. And then come and stand over here. That is a tangible something that you can do to release your faith. And I'm going to stand over there, and if you're too short to reach that nail, I'll put it on the nail for you. Just need to raise your hands if you want a sheet of paper. If you want something to write on. You can put that thing on there, you know. Things in my job are not working right. I need the Lord to do something. I mean, whatever. Nobody's going to read these. You know, we're not going to sit down and read them and say, wonder who that is. You can put anything on there you want to put, and it'll be between you and God. But you are doing this so that you will be aware of the fact that you turned it over to Jesus and let it be nailed to his cross so that you can be free. And you take this seriously. This is not just something that we're doing just to be doing it. It's jump-starting your faith so that you can say the next time the enemy comes at you with whatever it is, you can say to him, not this time, because that was nailed to the cross. That was nailed to the cross. Thank you, Lord. Now I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to pray over our prayer list. Hallelujah. Penny for healing. Brandy, Josh, and Jennifer for salvation and wisdom. Donnie, Danny, Herbert, and Diane for salvation. Kim and Scotty to be closer to God. Michelle for wisdom. Matthew for peaceful time while he is home. Judy, Ted, Jennifer, Jason, justice to be done. Walter Graves going through a divorce. Pray for Pat Downey to be able to rent or sell her house. Pray for Pat's mom. For Margaret and Joe for salvation. Sandy for healing and salvation. Lakeisha and the children. Jacody. Miriam Hughes for healing. Albert Burton for healing. Dimple Buck for healing. Michael Mack for healing. Robert and Donnie Turner for salvation. Jim Hadley for healing. Melissa Corbin for healing. Robin Heights for pancreatic cancer healing. Crystal Graham for healing from breast cancer. Barnum. Angina. Okay, Joyce's dad for healing. Vivian Carson. Dot's sister. Cindy Wilson for healing and peace of God, and Nadine Darnell for healing. Amen. Now you're going to be putting that thing on the cross, but if you've got somebody, maybe the situation not related to what you're going to nail to the cross in a minute. Anybody have another prayer request? Bradford Bailey.
The Grant family. Grants.
She has sisters in Oklahoma and a brother who's got life support, and she needs to get her family, which is
with regard to life support systems being removed or not. Okay. All of these names, Lord, have been called out before you. They've been lifted to the throne. They've been brought before you because somebody cares. And we, Lord God, just declare that we believe that if we pray according to your will, you hear us. And that if you hear us, we have the thing for which we have prayed. And Lord God, I didn't see anything on this list outside the realm of what you said your will is. You said you forgive all of our iniquities and you heal all of our diseases. Now I pray, Lord God, that your Spirit would so engulf those that need salvation that they would not be able to resist, but they would come to repentance. Your word says that the Spirit draws them. And so, Lord God, I thank you that that is taking place right now. That they are being reminded of the word that they have heard, of the times that they have been witness to, of the things that you have already done in their lives. And Lord God, I speak a healing to every one of those names that need healing in the name of Jesus. Let their faith rise up and let them embrace the healing power of God that was given to us through Jesus Christ at his death and resurrection. We thank you for that. We thank you, Lord God, that you are greater. You are stronger. And if you're for us, who can be against us? And if you're with us, who can stop us? And we thank you, Lord God, for that as we pray over these people on this prayer list, releasing them into the mighty hand of God to see the salvation of the Lord in the land of the living. We pray, Lord God, for brothers and sisters in the Lord, for the church around the world. We pray, Lord God, for missionary efforts that people are willing to give their lives to go and to sow the gospel in foreign lands, at home, wherever it might be. For each group, Lord God, that is determined and made it a purpose to reach the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We pray for our leaders as you've told us to do in your word. We thank you, Father, for being with them, directing them, impressing upon them, Lord God, the right things to do. And Lord God, we choose to be part of your kingdom first and foremost above everything else. We thank you, Lord God, for the land in which we live. We thank you for the blessings that you have had upon it for all these years. I know, Lord God, that things are looking and appearing as if they're turning from you. But Lord God, we, your people, are not turning away. And we thank you, Lord, for blessing the nation because of the remnant, because of the people that are faithful to God. Thank you for watching out for us. Thank you, Lord God, for your love and your care. Father, I just thank you as we now release those things, as we turn them over to you, as we nail them to the cross where they were already nailed. But in our mind, Lord God, afresh and anew, we put them where they're supposed to be, on you, casting our cares upon you because you care for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Would you please stand now?
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of If you're tired and you are thirsty, there is freedom. If you're tired and you are thirsty, there is freedom. Freedom reigns in this place, where the showers of mercy and grace are falling on every the showers of mercy and grace are falling on every face. There is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. We lift our eyes to Jesus. There is freedom. We lift our eyes to Jesus. There is freedom. As we sing that chorus one more time, church. Freedom reigns in this place, where the showers of mercy and grace are falling on every face. There is freedom. Jesus reigns in this place, where the showers of mercy and grace are falling on every face. There is freedom.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, when you come in here from now on, I want you to look at that and say, it's done. It is finished. And those are going to stay on there till we fill that nail. And then we'll put another nail. But don't take them back. Don't take them back. Amen. Thank you, praise and worship team. This time we're going to let children in preschool nursery classes be dismissed. And I'm going to give you that's